Well, we all knew that we've been sitting on a keg of dynamite that one day might explode or might not explode, and that is the coronavirus, of course, COVID-19. We here in Connecticut and in the Northeast basically are doing well, but as we see throughout the rest of the country, there are lots of upticks in cases, infections, and also not yet deaths, but they always say that that follows within two and a half weeks of upticks in cases and positive identifications. But it's been a strange weekend around here because out of nowhere, I mean, we have been notified, and I want to mention this right up front, that I think the folks at Hotchkiss School and I think the folks in Region 1 have been outstanding in letting us know what's going on. Even though Region 1 has very few incidences, the ones they report are very good, because sooner or later, if they're not reported and kept to the public, people talking in the background get wrong information. So everybody has been very open and transparent about this, and we're very lucky about that. And another place that has been very open and transparent and has once again reacted extremely quickly is the Sharon Hospital. Now, what we learned at Robin Hood Radio on Friday and put on the station and on our Facebook page is that in North Canaan Elementary School community, there was another positive COVID ID test that happened, and there might even be another one that gets connected to that, as we spoke with Lisa Carter, who will be with us on Monday morning, by the way, along with Maria Horn. We also know that Hotchkiss had some students that have tested positive, and probably the most concerning one, because we're all concerned about the most vulnerable community, are the positive tests of staff, some staff members, and some residents at GEER. And we're pretty sure it's GEER Nursing, not GEER Village, but not quite clear yet on that. But as I said, we've got Mark Herko on the telephone from Sharon Hospital. And first of all, Mark, thank you so much. I mean, I think the hospital has just been unbelievable, and how quick you responded, first of all, by doing a number of things at hospitals. So, first of all, congratulations on your quick response. And second of all, to let people know and calm them down, you really have jumped on things and are protecting everybody that's at the hospital and anybody that's going to come to the hospital.
Yeah, we are. And that's the, you know, safety is number one. And I'm glad, I don't want to say I'm glad, but I'm, you know, being part of a larger system, we actually have developed a COVID playbook. What worked, what didn't work before. And so we've been gaming this out for the last few months. And sure enough, we received this the communications yesterday. And so right away we decided, look, since we've liberalized the people having tests within the facility and then having outpatient procedures and with the visitors that have been walking around, all we need is one of those people to be a super spreader, and without even knowing it, because essentially all these people that have shown up positive recently in the community have been asymptomatic. So with that in mind, we went ahead and made the decision to go to a single entrance again to the facility, limit visitation to only extenuating circumstances, like we did during the first COVID wave, and then one additional step we've worked on is we've not utilized all the tests that have been allotted us over the last few months, so we can offer limited testing to the community if need be. So that's we're really trying to do our part to protect the community and to protect our employees.
All right, so let's take this step by step. The main entrance is closed. There's only going to be one entrance, and that entrance will be through the emergency room?
Yes. Yes.
And that is obviously just to control everything that needs to be controlled. And so let's go to step number two, and that is the COVID testing. Let's go into that a little bit. For people that want to get COVID tested, do they have to go to their doctor? They come to you first? What are the procedures, and how do they do this, seeing as you've got these test kits at the hospital?
Yeah, there's different portals, and because the state of Connecticut has not waived the need for a physician order, we still have to have that physician order. So we ask that on our website and on the public service announcement we gave yesterday, And we have all the instructions on how you can either, one, contact the New Vance Physician Office to schedule a quick telehealth visit, and then they'll go ahead and they can get the order in, and you can then be scheduled for a test. The second option is to have your physician write an order and that you would like to have the test. They would notify and submit that order to our facility, and based upon the times that we have available, which I think are on Saturdays from 7:15 to 11:15, and then Monday through Friday 10 to 3. And that's, again, these are always subject to change, and availability of testing, we can offer the test. This will be anywhere between 24 and 48-hour turnaround time. These are not the rapid tests. The Abbott rapid test will be kept on the side for people that are coming in the emergency room for absolute necessity when they're ill. And then the final option for all people that don't follow any of the instructions and really are panicked and really want to have a test, we have as a backup the ability, if they come to the emergency room, our emergency room doctor can actually order the test too. So we have multiple options for people to come in. Now, we have limited test availability. We can run through this in 1 week if everybody shows up. So, again, this is for people that are absolutely, in necessity and need of testing and or have been exposed and need to be tested. We have that capability. And again, the system and the various entities that create the reagents for the test kits and all that, again, this is still limited. It still has not caught up yet.
We're speaking with Dr. Mark Herko from the Sharon Hospital. Now, and the reason we are speaking with you, with Maria Horn, with Region 1, Lisa Carter, and with Hotchkiss School, is because we don't want people to panic. This is not a huge, huge outbreak, but it's being very transparent for any business or any school or any organization to be transparent and keep people informed so no rumors form behind the scenes. Now, for people that have had tests set up at the Sharon Hospital by their doctors for other things, are those tests still able to go on?
Yes. And we have to let everybody know, too. I've been checking social media. Everybody's concerned that, we're going to be mixing and matching people having the COVID testing and people that are coming in for the regular testing. That testing is still available. And yes, they're in the same region. But again, up until even for now, everybody that's been in our facility for testing has been for pre-operative or pre-test screening for COVID. They are asymptomatic and they are not symptomatic. If people are actively symptomatic and require COVID testing, they'll actually go through the emergency room. So we will not be mixing and matching. I wanted to make that clear because there's fear that they're going to cancel. People want to cancel their tests because they're fearful they're going to pick up COVID because they're going to be coming in the hospital where people are being tested. All those people being tested are being tested prophylactically. So it's a totally different reason that are there for their COVID testing.
Once again, with Mark Herko. And I guess I'm going to slam this home again, Mark. We all know that when you put a mask on, you're actually protecting your neighbor. And when you social distance, you're protecting yourself. Once again, explain, because there's a lot of people out there that really don't believe that social distancing and masks work, which I can't understand, because when you look at all the states that have had success, basically the success has come from wearing masks and social distancing.
It is our health system. We have yet in the health system have a documented case of an employee picking up COVID that is actually following the standards of hand washing, social distancing, and wearing a mask. The only people that have been contaminated or actually became exposed were in the early days of COVID, when people did know about it and the respiratory therapists and people weren't wearing masks, that kind of thing. Otherwise, those three things probably mitigate greater than 95% of the risk. And that's me pretty much using my opinions on that, because no one has ever substantiated that. But that's literally what we're seeing. And anybody that's been following those rules has been, you can see those communities have done very well. So.
Well, once again, our thanks for Sharon Hospital acting so quickly. The main entrance is closed. The only entrance is through the emergency room. And yes, if you had tests planned at the hospital, you can go through with them. And if you want a COVID-19 test, yes, you can get it done at Sharon Hospital. You go through your physician in other ways and also get the information at the Sharon Hospital website, New Vance Health. Mark, I want to thank you for taking time in your supposed off time on the weekend and keeping us informed here, and keep up the great work at the hospital.
Well, thanks, Marshall. And again, you know, we're here for the community. We really want to be available and help everyone, you know, in the time of need. So I'm glad we're able to do that.